ask you to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 6. I'll be reading verse 22 through 27 in just a few moments. Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. Numbers chapter 6, beginning with verse 22. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. You know, it's interesting to note that in a book that is filled with numbers, because that's the title, we find one of the most beautiful writings in Scripture. It is a beautiful blessing that God is bestowing upon His children. Many people call this another Lord's Prayer of the Old Testament. And this is the blessing of the Lord which Aaron and his sons were to deliver to the children of Israel for the purpose of blessing them. Now, Aaron and his sons made up the priesthood for Israel, and because of that, this has been called by most folks a priestly blessing. And I think there are so many things in this small passage here that is just as true today for us as it was when it was given to the children of Israel in the long ago. Even though we don't live under the old covenant any longer with its priesthood as we understand it to be, we do have a high priest. We have a high priest who desires to bless us today just as richly as God wanted to bless the children of Israel under the Old Testament. So what I want to do tonight for just a few moments is to break down this priestly blessing that was given to the children of Israel and see how it can apply to us today as New Testament Christians. The first phrase that was used is, The Lord bless you and keep you. Now the word bless simply means to confer a well-being or prosperity on someone. Now we have to understand that many blessings that come from Jesus are many of the blessings that come from our Lord are conditional. And this was the case of the priestly blessing. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1, it says, Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of your God. And if we continue to read in Deuteronomy 28, we will find this passage of Scripture go on to tell us or tell the children of Israel, you will be blessed in the city. You will be blessed in the country. Blessed will be the fruit of your body. The produce of your ground will be blessed. Your herds, your cattle will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in. You will be blessed when you go out. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? God is giving to his children blessing after blessing after blessing. But let's go back again and look at verse 1 of Deuteronomy 28. There's a little two-letter word in there. It says, if you obey diligently. You know, that little word, if, can change anything. It can move you in any different direction. If means that this is what can happen. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it will. Jesus, or the Lord here, is telling the children of Israel, I am going to do all of these things for you. I'm going to bless you in so many ways if you will diligently obey my voice. Now, anytime you have an if, well, you understand this, there is a flip side to that coin. And we can continue to read Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 15, that if the children of Israel failed to meet the conditions, it did not bring on blessings, it brought on cursings. Let's read that, beginning with verse 15. But it shall come to pass that if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And just as he did before with the blessings, he's going to continue on and explain some of the cursings. You will be cursed in the city. You will be cursed in the country. The fruits of your body will be cursed. The produce of your ground will be cursed. Your herds, your cattle, cursed. Cursed when you come in. Cursed when you go out. And again, this is pretty impressive, is it? It should definitely get our attention. This is what that little two-letter word is doing to the children of Israel. That little if is saying, I can do all of these things, and I will do all of these things if. But the other if you don't, then these things will happen instead. So we need to understand that God's blessings to us are conditional. There has to be obedience involved. The word keep means to provide and to care. It means to guard and protect. There is a beautiful psalm that speaks of God's care, Psalm 121. It says, I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall not neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at the right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, and shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and then even forevermore. Isn't that beautiful? To know that God has this wish for you, this wish of care for you in your life. This is God like being a shepherd. And he is tending, guarding, and caring for his sheep. The phrase, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Now, this is a very common phrase. We have a song that we sing with these words, and it is written about this particular verse. You know, this phrase, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, could very well be an idiom. Now, some of you English people all know what I'm talking about. An idiom is a common phrase that takes the place of another word or common phrase to describe an object or a person. For example, if it's raining very hard, we may say, oh, it's raining cats and dogs. Or if someone is very calm and very collected, we may say, oh, he's as cool as a cucumber. That's an idiom. The phrase that the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to is indicating an object of favor. God's smile of favor is upon his people. And he is wanting to love them and bless them and be gracious to them. Now this phrase, the Lord make his face shine upon you, is used in other places in Scripture. For example, Psalm 31, verse 16. Make your face shine upon your servant, save me for your mercy's sake. Psalm chapter 80 and verse 3. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we will be saved. It is also found in Daniel chapter 9 in verse 17. Now therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications. And for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. The phrase to be gracious simply means to bestow favor, especially favor which is unmerited. Therefore, we need to understand God's blessings are unmerited. We can't earn them. We don't deserve them. They are gifts from God. They are blessings from God. But again, we have to know that these blessings are conditional. The next part of this blessing says, "And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Now, lift up his countenance. This may be similar, again, and it could be an idiom. It could be parallel to a giving smile. Something that suggests approval or maybe affection or pleasure. It also signifies approval. If the Lord lifts his countenance, his smile upon you, he is satisfied with you. He wants to give you these things because you have conformed to his word. The word peace, as used here, is not talking about the absence of war. This peace is talking about a positive state of things being right. You know, in my 63 years of life, as far back as I can remember, there have been very few times that this country has not been in some kind of a conflict. And you know what I'm talking about, all the different things that we get involved in worldwide. We don't know a lot about peace, do we? There's always something going on. I guess maybe now, since we have withdrawn from Afghanistan, we are as peaceful a country as we have been in a long time. But that's not the kind of peace this is talking about. This is talking about having fullness. This is talking about well-being. This is what the peace that God is wanting to give to you. You know, there is also a peace for the individual who trusts in God. You know, Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." You know, this priestly blessing that God gave the children of Israel, it was a wonderful thing. And it was well received for a while. I want to suggest to you tonight, my friends, that this priestly blessing can be ours as well. The Lord bless you and keep you. Indeed, the Lord does desire to bless us. And today, the blessings that we receive come through Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." The Lord desires to provide for us and to care for us. But understand again, this care is conditional. And this condition is described for us by Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." What things? Blessings. God wants to bless you. He wants to give you all of the things that he has to give. But we must seek him first. May the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. And just as all spiritual blessings come through Jesus, so does God's grace. John 1 verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." We have that same realm of blessings coming to us today as the children of Israel had through God, we have through Jesus Christ. Yes, God desires to show his smile of favor upon us. But it is imperative that we do not receive it in vain. I want you to listen to something Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. He said, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he said, 'In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. Paul is telling us, look, now is the time. God is wanting to give you these things, and he would like to do it now. Now is the time for him to save you, but you have to accept it. You have to understand his will, obey his will, and you will be accepted. And this will make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift his countenance upon us and give us peace. I want to tell you, my friends, that now through Jesus Christ, peace with God is possible. Paul tells us, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. You know, this priestly blessing, again, it was a wonderful thing. It was God's way of showing the children of Israel how much he loved them, how much he cared for them, and how much he wanted them to love him and care for him. And we also know that we can have these same wonderful blessings. We can be blessed in the city. We can be blessed in the country. The fruits of our labor can be blessed. All of our objections, our fields, our cattle, our purpose in life can be blessed. We can be blessed coming in. We can be blessed going out. Because God wants us to be blessed. And he sends those blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is our high priest. The point of this lesson is very simple, yet very profound. If you desire the priestly blessing that comes through our priest, Jesus Christ, it can be yours. So I ask you tonight, are you in Christ? Are you to the point to where you can receive these blessings that come from him? If not, you can be. You can obey the gospel tonight. Through faith, you can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus as the Son of God. You can be buried in baptism for the remission of your sins. All of these things will reap the blessings of our Lord because he wants so desperately to bless you. And if you will abide in him, he will give you those blessings. Christian, it may be that you have taken these blessings for granted. You have put the world back in your life. You have walked away from the one who has blessed you so richly. Now it's time for you to come home. Give your life back to the Lord. Change your life once again and live in harmony with him and let him bless you again. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.